Okay, our friends. I feel like we need to have some princess stories. So today, because we are in fall, today's story is the Disney princess book called Fall Fun. And it was written by Nicole Johnson, and it's illustrated by Anthony Conley. And it will be read to you today by Mommy and... Who are you?
I am Link.
Link?
Lick.
Lick? Like you're gonna lick me?
Oh no. Gross.
Don't lick me, sir. I refuse to be licked.
What about that?
Ew. Definitely no.
Lick.
Oh boy. Be careful where you put that tongue. You don't want to lick something gross. Now, an ice cream cone makes more sense. You
look. I'm a nerd.
Oh no. A little piece of candy, maybe? Easy with that. But let's talk about what it means to be in fall. If you were, in fact, a Disney princess, which Mommy absolutely loves. And there's got to be some balance here, so we're going to do this. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Let's find out about autumn in the land of Disney, shall we? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Changing leaves, cooler weather, and shorter days mean that fall has arrived. It's a wonderful time, and no one knows that better than the princesses. Rapunzel loves fall because the leaves change from green to red, orange, yellow, and brown. She enjoys painting all the beautiful colors after a walk through the forest. And we can see her walking. We can see Maximus and Pascal. Maximus does not look excited about this walk. But Rapunzel does. Fall is the perfect time to pick some tasty apples. Aurora loves to find the best apples and to bring them home. She likes to eat them as a snack or bake them into tasty fall treats.
Wait, you have to describe the picture.
Oh, that's true. I don't want to skip this. It's a fun picture. So, do you know apples come in multiple colors, don't they? But in this particular picture, we can see she's got those three good fairies, right? Flora, mm-hmm. Fauna, and Merryweather. And Fauna and Flora are having an argument, it looks like, over what color this apple should be, red or green. Luckily, Merryweather's staying out of it because I wouldn't want to eat a blue apple, would you? Oof. Cinderella likes all the veggies that grow in the fall months. As she wanders through a farmer's market, she buys delicious-looking squash, pumpkins, and more. They are the best ingredients for a yummy fall meal. Oh my goodness, yes, butternut squash, delicious pumpkin pie. Oh, stop, I need it all. Yum, yum, yum. In the fall, Belle notices lots of birds flying around the castle gardens and eating the crops. A scarecrow is perfect for keeping the birds away. It also adds some fall fun to the yard. While the beast gives the scarecrow an old hat, Belle puts a tin full of seeds on the edge of the garden for the birds to eat instead. Don't eat our plants. Don't peck at the pumpkins. Have some seeds. In New Orleans, Tiana is planning a Halloween party at her restaurant. With the help of Naveen, Charlotte, and Eudora, she hangs decorations, carves pumpkins, and puts together a perfect spread of party foods. Halloween night is a huge success. Louis and the band play for the crowd as they dance, bob for apples, and vote in the costume contest. Bobbing for apples is not commonly done anymore on account of germs, but it used to be that you would put a big bowl full of water out and put a bunch of apples in the water, and then you would have kids hold their hands behind their backs, bend over, and put their faces into the water and try to get an apple just using their teeth. They weren't allowed to do anything else except for just stick their mouths in there and until they catch one. Mm. It was very tricky and challenging. But now you realize you're just putting your mouth, your face into a bowl full of somebody else's spit. And that's not so great. In Scotland, Merida and her brothers collect treats to share with the forest spirits each fall. Hamish, Hubert, and Harris love to jump in the fallen leaf piles that cover the forest floor. Fall is also a great time to think about all the things we're thankful for. Snow White is thankful for her friends. She writes letters to tell them why. And in the picture we can see, she's got a thank you note for each one of the dwarves, and they look so happy to have a handwritten letter, which is a great reminder for you now that we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Write your love letters, your friendship letters to people to say that you care about them and you appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Jasmine shows her friends and family that she cares by throwing them a big feast. She has all their favorite foods made for the occasion. The cool fall weather is nice for sitting outside around a cozy campfire. Mulan and her friends like to warm up by the fire and tell their favorite scary stories. Longer nights in fall make it easy to see the stars. After their stories, Shang, Mulan, and the others lie in the grass and look up at the night sky, tracing constellations with their fingers. With so many wonderful things to do, fall can be fun for everyone. And it kind of makes me want to look at the night sky and see the stars. Maybe we can catch a trip to a cosmosphere this fall to look at them. There's so many fun things to do. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.